Priscilla Riziki has been looking for her daughter, husband, and three children. They were living at a ranch in Shakahola along the Kenyan coast. More than 100 bodies have been found from shallow graves in the area.
I know the survivors because I was part of the congregation. I have asked if they have seen my family, but they are not talking.
Hallelujah.
A pastor named Paul Mackenzie Ndenge is in police custody, accused of luring his followers to starve themselves to death in the hope of entering heaven. According to the Red Cross, 400 people are still missing. Half of them are children. Pathologists are carrying out autopsies to determine the cause of death. Authorities here are looking for more remains. Many Kenyans are still in shock. They are asking how this incident went so long before being detected. The pastor himself is very well known by the police. He has been arrested several times. Some rights groups say they had received reports of extreme fasting in Shakahola as early as February. They accuse the police of not responding fast enough.
We didn't hear from them. So we decided to go back again and later on decided to act. Because at the Human Rights Center, we thought it was a place where these congregants are, with the fact that we were told that they were starving or they were fasting, then it wasn't a harmful place, sort of. So we decided to visit the place without the authorities. And then when we went there, some of our members were actually attacked.
Back at the ranch, the number of people who have been rescued is dwindling, while the bodies are still piling up. Riziki is still hoping for the best, but preparing for the worst. Catherine Soy, Shakahola, Kilifi County.